Last time on Whack My Bush, we discovered that George W. and Tony Blair are being controlled by a shadowy big boss who's an international media mogul and who can't be named for legal reasons so complicated that you have to hire a lawyer just to think about them. He told them to get him better ratings by doing something about Iran. But what will they do? Well, you know them. It's bound to be stupid.
George, I really don't think this is what the big boss meant when he said he wanted us to hit the headlines.
But this is brilliant, Condi! Name one single president who's ever made a lion do tricks during a press conference. Fitzimber! Good boy!
Well, none. But there might be a good reason for that, George. Like the fact that it's incredibly dangerous.
Dangerous? What could be dangerous about getting Simba to jump through hoops? We've been practicing all morning, and there hasn't been a single mishap. Well, except for when Simba swallowed Barney, but that was a freak accident. Hey, there's no need for language like that, Barney. We'll get you out of here right after the press conference.
George, getting a lion to perform at a press conference for aid to Africa has complete fucking disaster written all over it.
But everyone loves lions. And anyway, I've got a whip and a chair. What could possibly go wrong? Down, Simba. See?
We're all gonna die.
George, you've asked me to do some pretty humiliating and stupid things, but making me and John dress up as juggling clowns really takes the cake.
Aye, and I'm not changing my bloody name to Binky, neither.
Oh, come on, guys, you look great. I love your funny nose, Tony. Ow, that's my real nose, idiot.
Wait a minute, where are your custom pies? They're crucial to the act.
Oh, were they supposed to be part of the act? I've eaten them. Well, this is the last one.
But they were made of Link shaving foam, you fat fool!
Hey, George, you can squeeze my nose.
Yeah, sure thing. That's great! The audience will love you, Fatty!
Link's Oriental Musk. Nice one, Fatty.
Hey, Fatty's backside's blowing bubbles! Hey, guys! All the pyrotechnics are in place and ready for the grand finale at the press conference.
Pyrotechnics?
Yeah, when George waves his arms, I set off the fireworks. It's great getting back to my first love, the theater. Now come on, it's showtime.
Yeah, freak showtime.
Chop, chop, you can't keep the audience waiting. Break a leg, guys.
If all I do is break a leg, then I'll have myself very lucky.
My bush, you fabulous beast.
And now, I'll make Simba jump through the hoop. Ta-da! Ain't that cool?
What's that got to do with the crisis over aid for Africa?
No one cares about that crap. What people want nowadays is entertainment from their president. I mean, I got a lion jumping through a hoop. And Condi in a leotard. In your face, Leno!
Yes, Dr. Ice, can I say two words to you? Bikini wax.
Hey, I'm a natural woman.
And we all thought the president was the only bush we'd be seeing today.
You bastard, why I ought to...
Condi, no sudden moves. Your showgirl headdress is spooking Simba.
Mr. Blair, why are you and your deputy dressed as clowns? Are you finally admitting that your government's a joke?
Well, of course not. We are very serious about the situation in Iran, and we are committed to...
Hey! John, I'm trying to answer questions. Ow, what was that for?
Come on, Tony. We're supposed to be entertaining.
Right, that's it.
You bastard. You're supposed to pull your punches.
It's amazing. They really look like they're hitting each other.
Fat! Git!
Poncy, poverty, schoolboy, twat...
Guys, stop fighting! You're upsetting Simba! Sit, Simba! No, Simba, sit! Put your teeth and claws away!
The lion's out of control!
Stay calm, it's all right! I've got a whip and a chair! Hey, Judge is waving his hands! That's the signal for the finale! Fire in the hole! Sit, Simba, sit! Put the nice reporter down! Wag my bush, come on!
So let's get this straight, Arnie. You used frag grenades to create the pyrotechnic display?
Yeah, I thought the indoor fireworks were too girly, so I pepped him up a bit.
A bit? You made the bloody ceiling collapse.
I'd tear you a new asshole, Arnold, but your frag grenades got there first.
Yeah, even Barney's in traction thanks to you.
Hey, it wasn't my idea to put a line in a room full of people.
What's Tony saying?
It's difficult to tell through all these bandages, but I think it involves impaling George on a piece of industrial machinery, possibly a lathe.
So this is where you flaming well are. You bunch of drongos.
Yes.
Yes, boss.
You turn that press conference into a media circus. Literally. What the hell did you think you were playing at?
Hey, we were trying to make headlines like you said.
Listen, you bozos. When I said I wanted a ratings war in Iran, what I meant was I want a war in Iran to get me ratings.
Right, boss.
What was that?
Tony says he'll only invade with full UN backing this time.
My God, Tony, have you gotten gay?
Put politely, he says no, but I've had me doubts.
Ah, crikeys, go to the UN if you want to. But I want all-out war in Iran by the end of the week. Straight after the Simpsons, or I'll sack a lot of you.
Sack a lot of them, if only. So, can our team dig up enough dirt on Iran to get UN backing for an invasion? And what will they do if they can't? And what would you do if you had access to George W. and an industrial lathe? Find out in the next well-turned episode of...
Whack My Bush.